Book 5, Canto 3, Satyavan and Savitri, page 407 till 408. I plunged into an inner seeing mind and knew the secret laws and sorceries that make of matter mind's bewildered slave. The mystery was not solved, but deepened more. I strove to find its hints through beauty and art, but form cannot unveil the indwelling power. Only it throws its symbols at our hearts. It evoked a mood of self, invoked a sign of all the brooding glory hidden in sense. I lived in the ray, but faced not to the sun. I looked upon the world and missed the self. And when I found the self, I lost the world. My other selves I lost, and the body of God. The link of the finite with the infinite, the bridge between the appearance and the truth, the mystic aim for which the world was made, the human sense of immortality. But now the gold link comes to me with thy feet, and his gold sun has shone on me from thy face. For now another realm draws near with thee, and now diviner voices fill my ear. A strange new world swims to me in thy gaze, approaching like a star from unknown heavens. A cry of spheres comes with thee, and a song of flaming gods. I draw a wealthier breath, and in a fierier march of moments move. My mind transfigures to a rapturous seer. A foam leap travelling from the waves of bliss has changed my heart and changed the earth around. All with thy coming fills. Air, soil and stream wear bridal raiment to be fit for thee, and sunlight grows a shadow of thy hue because of change within me by thy look. Come nearer to me from thy car of light, on this green sward disdaining not our soil. For here are secret spaces made for thee, whose caves of emerald long to screen thy form. Wilt thou not make this mortal bliss thy sphere? Descend, O happiness, with thy moon-gold feet, enrich earth's floors upon whose sleep we lie. O my bright beauteous princess Savitri, by my delight and thy own joy compelled, enter my life, thy chamber and thy shrine. In the great quietness where spirits meet, led by my hushed desire into my woods, let the dim rustling arches over thee lean, one with the breath of things eternal live. Thy heart beats near to mine, till there shall leap, enchanted from the fragrance of the flowers, a moment which all murmurs shall recall, and every bird remember in its crying.